And the result was statistically significant even when you controlled for things like median income or the size of the population or whether the community was rural or urban. So it's a really interesting result. Because the study was exploratory, we can't really say conclusively that suicide actually does vary with latitude, but it's certainly an area that we should focus more work on in the future to see if it actually does make a difference.
Any idea at all what may be going on there with the higher latitudes?
It's actually really unclear what the reason is for the association with latitude. You could say that it has to do with differences that vary with latitude in access to services. You could say that there are what are called collinear relationships with funding for suicide prevention or weather or perhaps physical activity, access to firearms. At this point, it's really just educated conjecture which one of these variables it might be or if it's in fact a combination of all of them.
Has this been looked at before, or was this really a surprising finding?
Well, geographic latitude hasn't really been looked at this way in the state of Alaska. Latitude has been shown to correlate with higher suicide rates in Japan, for instance. They have higher suicide rates in more northern prefectures. There are also high suicide rates in circumpolar communities, such as in Greenland, which actually has the highest suicide rate in the world, which is actually about five times Alaska's average.
In this study, the states that have the highest rates of suicide are also states that have high rural areas or have a lot of geographic area that's rural communities. Talk a little bit about what those findings were and the states that are associated with those higher rates that are in the top one or two across the nation.
So this study didn't actually look at suicide rates by state nationwide, but that the evidence that or the correlations that we can draw from national data are still relevant to Alaska. For instance, when you look at the states that have the highest rates of suicide, they're Alaska, Montana, Wyoming. These are all states that have quite a few things in common. Among those are high amounts of rural areas and also high rates of self-reported gun ownership.
In the findings where you're looking at latitude, were there implications that suggested it's because of the extreme change in light and darkness?
So when people hear that suicide rates correlate with latitude, one of the ways that a lot of people have interpreted this is that suicide rates will be higher in areas where there are low levels of daylight in the extreme winter months, in December and January. However, in Alaska and also in many other places, there's actually no increase in suicide rates during the winter months. In fact, if you look at the last 8 years of data, there really isn't any cyclical trend in suicide rates that's seasonal over the course of the year. And if anything, those rates are very, very slightly higher in May and June. That would seem to suggest that it doesn't actually have to do with darkness or seasonal affective disorder in the winter, but we certainly can't rule out that that the extreme seasonal fluctuations in daylight don't cause some sort of some effect by some other mechanism that's perhaps not an acute effect.